The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 6, 1973, in London, England.
Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. The sons of Dhritarashtra, whom, if we killed, we should not care to live, are now standing before us on this battlefield.
So these two groups of cousin brothers, Maharaj Pandu had 5 sons and Dhritarashtra had 100 sons. So it is family, the same family, and it was understanding between them that when others beyond the family would come to attack them, they would join 105 brothers and fight. But when there was fight amongst themselves, one side 100 brothers, one side 5 brothers. Because a Kshatriya family, it is to be understood, they must go on fighting. Even in their marriage, there would be fighting. Without fighting, no marriage takes place in Kshatriya family. Krishna had 16,108 wives, and almost in each time he had to fight to gain the wife. It was a sporting for Kshatriya to fight, it was a sporting. So he is perplexed whether this kind of fighting he should encourage or not. There is a proverb in Bengal, khabo ki khabo na jodi khao to pous. When you are perplexed whether I shall eat or not eat, better not eat. Sometimes we come to this point, I am not very hungry, whether I shall eat or not eat. The best course is not eat. Not that you eat. But if you eat, then you can eat in the month of December. Poush. Why? It is in Bengal. Bengal is a tropical climate. But when it is winter season, it is advised that if you eat, it is not so harmful, because it will be digested. The night is very long. Or the cold season, the digestive power is nice. So when we are confused to do or not to do, javo ki javo na jadi jao to shauche. When you think, whether I shall go or not, better don't go. But when it is a question of answering the call of nature, you must go. Javo ki javo na, jadi jao to shauch. Khavo ki khavo na, jadi khao to poush. These are very common sense. Similarly, Arjuna is now perplexed whether I shall fight or not fight. That is also everywhere when there is declaration of war between the modern politicians. They consider, it's like in the last Second World War when Hitler was preparing for war. Everyone knew that Hitler was going to retaliate because in the first war they became defeated. So Hitler was again preparing one, my godbrother, German. He came in 1933 in India. So at that time he informed that there must be war. Hitler is preparing, heavy preparation. War must be there. So at that time, I think in your country, the Prime Minister was Mr. Chamberlain. And he went to see Hitler to stop the war. But he would not. So, similarly, in this fight, to the last point, Krishna tried to avoid the war. He proposed to Duryodhana that they are Kshatriyas, your cousin brothers, you have usurped their kingdom. Never mind, you have taken somewhere other. But they are Kshatriyas, they must have some means of livelihood. So give them 5 brothers, 5 villages. Out of the whole world empire, you give them 5 villages. They know, I'm not going to part with even an inch of land without fight. Therefore, under such condition, the fight must be there. So there is no question of Arjuna's considering whether he would fight or not. It is sanctioned by Krishna, so fight must be there. That's like when we are walking, a question was raised, why war takes place? That is not a very difficult subject to understand. Because every one of us has got a fighting spirit. Even children fight, cats and dogs fight, birds fight, ants fight, we have seen it. So why not human being? The fighting spirit is there. That is one of the symptoms of living condition. Fight. So when that fighting should take place? Of course, at the present moment, by the ambitious politicians, they fight. But fighting, according to Vedic civilization, fighting means dharma juddha, on religious principle, not by whims of political ideas. Isn't just like now fighting is going on 2 political groups, the communist and the capitalist. They are trying to avoid only fight, but the fighting is going on. As soon as America is in some field, immediately Russia is also there. In the last fighting between India and Pakistan, as soon as President Nixon sent their 7th fleet on the Indian Ocean, Bay of Bengal, almost in front of India, this was illegal. But very puffed up America, so sent the 7th fleet, maybe to show sympathy with Pakistan. But immediately our Russian friend also appeared. Therefore, America had to come back. Otherwise, I think America would have attacked on behalf of Pakistan. So this is going on. Fighting you cannot stop. Many people, they are thinking how to stop war. That is impossible. It is nonsense proposal. It cannot. Because the fighting spirit is there in everyone. That is a symptom of living in it. In children who has no politics, no enmity, they fight for 5 minutes against their friends. So, the fighting spirit is there. Now, how you should be utilized? Our Krishna consciousness movement is there. We say consciousness. We don't say stop fight or do this, do that, do that. No. Everything should be done in Krishna consciousness. That is our purpose. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. Whatever you do, it must have some relationship with the satisfaction of Krishna. If Krishna is satisfied, then we act. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishnendriya tripti vancha tar naam prem. This is love. Just like you love somebody, for the sake of your beloved, you can do anything. And we do sometimes. Similarly, the same thing should be transferred to Krishna. That's all. Try to educate yourself how to love Krishna and act for Krishna only. This is the perfection of life. Savai pumsaṁ paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. Bhakti, bhakti means service. Bhaja sevayam, the bhajadhatu. It is used for the purpose of rendering service, bhaja. And bhaja, there is Sanskrit grammar, ikti pratyaya, to make it noun. This is verb. So there are pratyayas, krit pratyaya, ikti pratyaya, many pratyayas. So bhajadhatu ikti equal to bhakti. So bhakti means to satisfy Krishna. Bhakti cannot be applied to anyone else. If somebody says that I am a great devotee of Kali, goddess Kali, that is not bhakti, that is business. Because any demigod you worship, there is some purpose behind that. Generally, people take to become a devotee of goddess Kali for eating meat. That is their purpose. In the Vedic culture, those who are meat eaters, they have been advised that don't eat meat purchased from the slaughterhouse or from the market. Actually, this system was never current anywhere, all over the world, that to maintain slaughterhouse. This is latest invention. We talk with sometimes with Christian gentlemen, and when he inquire, the Lord Christ says, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? They give evidence that Christ also ate meat sometimes. Sometimes Christ ate meat, that's all right, but did Christ say that you maintain big slaughterhouse and go on eating meat? There is no common sense in it. Christ might have eaten sometimes. If there was nothing available for eating, what can you do? That is another question. In great necessity, when there is no other food except taking meat, that time is coming. In this age, Kali Yuga, gradually food grains will be reduced. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. no rice, no wheat, no milk, no sugar will be available. One has to eat meat. This will be the condition. And maybe to eat the human flesh also. This sinful life is degrading so much so that they will become more and more sinful. Tanaham dishata kuran chipami adasandu junish. Those who are demons, those who are sinful, nature's law is to place him in such condition that he'll become more and more a demon so that he'll never be able to understand what is God. This is nature's law. If you want to forget God, then God will put you in such a condition that you can never understand what is God. That is demonic life. That time is also coming. At the present moment, still a few men are interested. What is God? Artho arthati jigyasu gyani. But time is coming ahead when there will be no sense to understand God. That is the last stage of Kali Yuga, and at that time, Kalki Avatar. Kalki Avatar will come. At that time there is no preaching of God consciousness, simply killing. Kalki Avatar with his sword will simply massacre. Then again Satya Yuga will come. Again golden age will come. So, this problem of fighting, we have to understand that fighting spirit is there in everyone. You cannot check it, you cannot stop it. We do not say stop. The Mayavadi philosopher says they will stop this thing. But that is not possible. You cannot stop. Because you are a living entity, you have got all these propensities, how you can stop it? But it should be utilized properly, that's all. You have got the fighting spirit. How to utilize it? Yes, Narottamdas Thakur recommends, krodh bhakta deshi jane. Those who are envious of God or God's devotee, you can utilize your anger upon them. You can utilize. The anger you cannot give up. Our business is how to utilize it. That is Krishna consciousness. Everything has to be utilized. We do not say that you stop this, stop that. No. You, Krishna says, yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, yat tapasasi, kurushatad madarpanam. Yat karosi. Krishna does not say that you do this, you do that. He says, whatever you do, but the result should come to me. So here the position is that Arjuna is to fight not for himself, but he is only thinking in terms of himself. He says, te avasthita pramukhi dhartarashtra janeva hatyana jijivishama. They are my brothers, relatives. They die, and we do not wish to die. Now they are in my front, I have to kill them. So still he is thinking in terms of his own satisfaction. He is preparing the background. How materialistic person, they think in terms of personal satisfaction. So that has to be given up. Not personal satisfaction, Krishna's satisfaction. That is Krishna consciousness. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter. You have to taste it, whether you are doing it for Krishna. That is your perfection. Not only perfection, that is the perfection of your mission of human life. This human life is meant for that purpose, because less than human life, the animal life, they are trained perfection of self-gratification, personal satisfaction. They have no such feeling that other animals also, when there is some eatable, one dog, he will think, how I can get it? He will never think how other dogs also will be able to take it. This is not animal nature. Animal nature means their own satisfaction. There is no question of my friend, my family member. They do not share even their own children. You might have seen. If there is some foodstuff, the dog and the dog's children, everyone is trying to take in his own side. This is animal. So when this thing is changed for Krishna, that is human life. That is the distinction between animal life. That is very difficult also. Therefore the whole education is there, Bhagavad Gita. How to teach people act for Krishna, act for God, not for your personality. Then you will win time. Yajñārtha karma annatra karmayam bandhana. Anything you do, it will produce some reaction. And you are to enjoy or suffer that reaction, anything you do. But if you do for Krishna, there is no more reaction. That is your freedom. Yoga karmasu kausalam. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoga, when you are in contact with Krishna, that is the secret of success and this material world working. Otherwise, whatever you are doing, whatever you are working, it will produce some reaction and you will have to enjoy or suffer. Again, the same thing, Arjuna is thinking in turn, na chaita vidma kataranna gariyo. So he is perplexed. Which one, which side will be glorious? I shall stop fighting or not fighting. In the next verses it will be said, when you are in such perplexity, what to do and what not to do, so in order to get right direction, you must approach the spiritual master. That will be done in the next verse. Arjuna will say, I do not know. I am now perplexed. Although I know it is my duty as kshatriya to fight, still I am hesitating. I am hesitating in my duty. So therefore I am perplexed. Krishna, therefore I submit to you. Formerly you are talking just like friend. Now he will be prepared to take lesson from Krishna. So, the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita is that you should not act for yourself. You should simply act for Krishna. So even fighting for Krishna, or even doing something, is still abominable for Krishna. Just like the gopis were captivated by Krishna. Krishna was a young boy, very beautiful, and the gopis were young girls. That is the superficial. Actually, the gopis are eternal associates of Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. They are expansions of Krishna. Krishna's pleasure potency expands. They are meant for Krishna's pleasure. They are not ordinary women. But superficially, just to teach us how to love Krishna, at the risk of anything. Therefore, gopis, when they were attracted by Krishna at midnight, Krishna was playing flute, and they became attracted, and they left home. Some of them were locked up. They gave up their life. They are so much attracted. Now, this kind of behavior, if young girl, according to Vedic civilization, they cannot go out from the protection of father, husband, and brother. No, they cannot go. Especially at midnight. This was against Vedic principle. It is openly a kind of prostitution. But because it was done for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommends Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadavi Kalpika. There is no more better type of worship than it was conceived by the gopis, Vrajavadhu. The most abominable for a young girl to leave the care of husband, father, and go to another young boy, according to Vedic culture, is the most abominable. So still, because it was the center was Krishna, it is accepted as the highest type of worship. That is Krishna consciousness. We have to learn how to act only for Krishna, how to love only Krishna. Then our life is successful. And the human life, because we have also come down from Vaikuntha. Some millions and millions of years ago, anadi karma phale. Anadi means before the creation. We living entities, we are eternal. Even the creation is annihilated. After millions and trillions of years, the living entities, they are not annihilated. Nahannati hannamane sari. They remain. So when this whole cosmic manifestation will be annihilated, the living entities will remain in the body of Vishnu. Then when again another creation will take place, they'll come out again to fulfill their desires. The real desire is how to go to home, back to Godhead. That this chance is given. See, if this chance is misused, this life, human form of life, it is very, very risky. Again we'll have to accept the cycle of birth and death. Not only that, if we do not fulfill the mission of life, then again there will be annihilation of the whole creation and we'll have to stay within the body of Vishnu for millions and trillions of years. Again we'll have to come. Therefore it is called anadi karma phale. Anadi means before the creation. This is why. To teach the before living entities, Krishna personally comes. Krishna is very much anxious to take us back to home, back to garden, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Suppose if your son is loitering in the street, are you not anxious? Oh, there may be some accident, and the poor boy will be killed. So you go, try to find out. Similarly, Krishna's position is like that. We are in this material world simply suffering, life after life. Dukkhalayama sasatam. This place is miserable. But Maya's illusion, we are taking this miserable condition of life as happiness. This is called Maya. But it is, there is no happiness in this material world. Everything miserable. The sooner we understand that everything is miserable in this material world, and the sooner we prepare ourselves to leave this material world and go back to home, back, that is our sense. Otherwise, whatever we are doing, we are simply being defeated. because we are missing the nati vidu sarthagate vishnu durashaya. You are hope against hope, which will never be fulfilled. You are trying to adjust things here to become happy without God consciousness. It will never be done. Nati vidu sarthagate vishnu durashaya. Durashaya means the hope which will never be fulfilled. So all these materialistic persons, they are so poor, rascal and miscreant, they are increasing these material activities. They are thinking by these increasing material activities they will be happy. No, that is not possible. Durashayaji and their leaders, andhajathandhai rupaniyamana, stipi satantra hrudam nibaddha. All of us are tight, very tight hands and legs, and we are thinking we are free, independent, by the laws of material nature. Still we are thinking that we are independent. The scientist is trying to avoid God, independent, by science. That is not possible. We are under the grip of the material nature. Material nature means the agent of Krishna. Mayadhakshena prakriti syate sacharat. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. We are always in perplexity, like Arjuna, what to do, what to not to do. But if we take this principle, that we must do for Krishna, take direction from Krishna, and take direction from Krishna's representative, and you do it, then there is no karma bandhana. Karmani niddhati kintucha bhakti bhajan. Otherwise, we are bound up by the reaction of every act. We cannot get out. So this perplexity, whether I shall fight or not fight, that will be explained. That yes, you must fight for Krishna. Then it is all right. Kama Krishna karmatmane. Just like Hanuman, he fought for Lord Ramchandra. He did not fight for himself. Similarly, Arjuna also, his flag is Kapidhaja. His flag is marked with Hanuman. He knew that. So Hanuman, a great fighter, fought with Ravana, not for his personal interest. The interest was how to get out Sitaji from the hands of Ravana, kill the whole family, and get out and let her sit down on the side of Ramchandra. This is the policy of Hanuman, devotees. And the Ravana policy is take away Sita from the clutches of Rama and enjoy it. This is Ravana policy. And the Hanuman policy is take out Sita from the hands of Ravana and get her seated by the side of Rama. The same Sita. Sita means Lakshmi. So Lakshmi means Narayana's property, God's property. So we should learn the policy that all these materialistic persons, Ravans, they're trying to enjoy God's property. So somehow or other, of course, we cannot fight with Ravana class man. That is, we are not so strong. Therefore, we have taken the policy of becoming a beggar. Sir, you are so nice man. Please give us something. Give us something. Because you are spoiling your life by keeping God's property. You are going to hell. So, somewhere or other, if you become a member, so you will be saved. You will be saved. That is our policy. We are not beggar. But it is a policy. Now it is not very, we are not very strong to fight with the Ravan. Otherwise we have taken all the money by fighting. But that is not possible. We are not so strong. Therefore we have taken the policy of beggar. Thank you very much.